Wisconsin ranks 7th for its number of charter schools. Most, outside Milwaukee, are approved by local school boards. Charter schools operate with fewer restraints than traditional schools. Both get public money, so without a cap on charter schools, public schools stand to get substantially less. Mike Thompson is Deputy State Superintendent of Wisconsin Schools. He predicts the bill would reduce equalization aid by an additional $12 million in the year 2013.
One of the department's chief concerns is that this bill is a blank check made out to independent charter schools by local school districts.
Parents and teachers in various districts around the state told lawmakers they worry about undermining the public school system by shifting dollars to charters. Lisa Schofield is a parent in the River Valley School District.
And what you're introducing is not going to help my children, and it's not going to help my district. It's going to destroy it.
Supporters of the bill say it provides low- and middle-income parents more choice when kids are failing at traditional public schools. Colleen Kerr is with the Urban League of Greater Madison.
So I ask you guys, I'm pleading with you, we need options. We need our public school resources to provide that. We need them to spend it better.
The bill, sponsored by Senator Alberta Darling, would create an authorizing board for charter schools. Three of its members would be appointed by the governor, the remaining six by the Senate Majority Leader and Speaker of the Assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.